Hi and welcome to another pre-crop interview with me, Paul Johnson, for Folkin.com. And what I love about doing this job at Folkin.com, if you call it a job, it's not really, over the years since, 2000 when I started doing stuff with you guys at Folkin.com, is we get to talk to many different legends. And I'm so pleased to say, and chuffed to hell, that I've got one right with me now, and it's Tony Christie with us. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still here.
Mate, how lovely to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
So you're a busy man, aren't you? You've got so much going on. You've got your quite a large tour running at the moment. All over the place, doing so many different venues. And also the big one for us, what we're talking about today, is you're going to be gracing us with your presence at the Cropperty Festival. You're looking forward to that?
I'm looking forward to the Cropperty. Yes, I am really looking forward to it. Yeah,
because you're not a stranger to festivals, are you? You love doing the big festivals.
No, I'm not. I do know a lot of people. In fact, my mate who drinks with me in my local, he's at Cropperty all the time. He's with a very famous band. If they're on this year as well.
I mean, you've played with so many different people over the years, and I started to look at your discography, you know, where they track your career, and it's so huge. I mean, so many hits. And do you know what? I added up, I think, all the albums you've done, and I'm probably wrong, but I counted 37 albums, Tony.
37? Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's mad. Oh, mate. Yeah. Going right back to the 60s. I mean, I bet you must absolutely love doing what you do. And this is why you're still doing it, yeah?
Yeah, but I've done, you see, don't that 37 albums, I've done a lot for Germany and these, you know, places around the world. And then, apart from the English, you know, the UK albums I've done, I've been very fortunate all my life to have. It's around the world, so it's really, you know, I'm very fortunate.
You are, and you've worked with lots of different people as well, haven't you? You know, over the years, your collaborations have been, I suppose people are sort of climbing over each other to work with you, I guess, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very fortunate. I'm really fortunate. Yeah. I mean, as you know, I've got a brand new album out, which it's called We Still Shine.
Yep.
And it's just a brilliant. I don't know how to describe it. Somebody said it's a love story. It sounds like a love story of you and your wife. It's your life together. It's all the songs are about. It's about, you know, we've been married 57 years, my wife and I. And the song was the actual song that We Still Shine, which is a lead song on it. It was written for me by a guy called Mel Dean, who was my guitar player from the 70s and 80s.
Wow.
He was my guitarist.
Okay. He wrote the song for you, dedicated to you and your wife, I guess, yeah?
Yeah. We Still Shine, yeah. Yeah. Mel says, "I've written this for you, and it's to do, but it's about you, your life, our lives together," he said. He says, "It's your life together. Been together 57 years, this isn't... we've known each other that long anyway. He says, I just wanted to write a song about it."
Isn't that lovely, though? Isn't it lovely?
Yeah.
That album, where did you record that album? Because I know you're international, you're all over the place. Do you use London?
I did it over in Nashville.
Lovely.
June last year.
Wow, okay.
And I went over there for 3 weeks. And I did that album, which is all the songs that were written for me, but people like Graham Gouldman wrote Just Like Yesterday, and Donald Rogers from a band called Ranagrai, who wrote Home, Home, Home for me, and just all the people I know, they've all written me songs, and it's just a great album.
Yeah,
and I had a great time there.
Because you worked with Ranagrai, didn't you, in the late 90s with an Irish song.
Ranagrai, yeah.
Yeah, with an Irish songbook album.
That's right, yes.
Yeah,
that's... And I've been recording it recently as well.
Yeah.
I'll never forget because driving back, I received a letter today.
Right.
Because I was from the police
What? What?
But doing 74 miles an hour in the...
No
get,
way.
To get back home.
Oh,
yeah, that was well, just after leaving Ranagrai where I was recording.
Oh, my.
There you go. I'll never forget that.
So what road... where was that? Where was it, the speeding ticket? What road?
Sorry, say it again.
What road was you on or doing that speeding?
Oh, it was the M5.
Oh, my God.
The M5, yeah.
The funniest thing is, Tony, that, you know, you can do a speed awareness course now, of course, so you don't get the points.
I've got to do it, yeah. That's so ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Can you
imagine? But, I mean, you know, there's so many things, you know, they knocked the 70 mile an hour limit down to 60 for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't see the sign. No. I missed it.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you. The roads down here, I'm down in Kent, obviously, and down towards Dungeness and the M20 and the Folkestone and the Dovers of this world. And the Operation Brock is there 1 minute, not the next. Back up the next day. You don't know whether you're going to be doing 50, 60, 70 or whatever. It's a terrible situation, yeah. You know, yeah. And the big hold-ups. But what I've got this conjuring in my mind, Tony, is you doing a speed awareness course. And walking into a classroom full of people.
I did one about 30 years ago.
Did they recognise you? What happened?
Yeah, I'd sit there for hours and hours and hours rather than get 3 points on your licence.
That's funny.
You could take that speed awareness course,
but
which I did about 30 years ago. That's the only time ever I've had any problem with my licence.
Do you know what? Forgive me, but this image of you sitting in a classroom, do you know when they go around and introduce each other? They say, my name's Paul, I'm a broadcaster and I work for Folkin.com and radio and stuff and I play in a band. It comes around to you and they go, my name's Tony Christie, I'm an international superstar. it just would really be quite a...
I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't. I think I used my real name when I did the other one.
Okay, right. Okay, brilliant. Okay, it's lovely that the album sounds terrific. I haven't heard it yet, so I can't talk about it, unfortunately. But I will get it and I will have a listen because the thing about relationships, as you know, like Tom Jones, for instance, was in his married for many, many years, wasn't he? And people in the public eye, huge stars like yourself, you know, they're not always perceived to be, you know, in a steady relationship. And obviously you're one of the few that are. It sounds like you've, you know, been together so many years. Ralph McTowell's the similar with Nana. And a few people like that have you wouldn't imagine them to be together that long, especially with the perils that, you know, the business brings, Tony, you know. But it's really nice that you've managed that and you're still together and still shining, I guess, you know.
Yeah, we still shine, yeah. It's about our lives.
Lovely.
So and I be together 57 years.
Wow. Don't you get fed up with each other?
No.
No,
no, we're like partners. She's my dresser.
Okay, yeah.
When I'm touring, yeah, she travels with me and she makes sure I'm dressed all right. Yeah.
Really? My wife.
Make sure I've got clothes on when I go on stage.
Well, it does help, Tony. You know, it's better if you do wear some clothes. My wife's the same with me. She dresses me because I grew up with punk rock music and I play folk rock now, obviously. But I sometimes she has to remind me to dress age appropriate.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But there you go. You always look dazzling and your wife's got a very good choice when I see your outfits you wear, Tony. Stunning.
Oh yes.
Stunning. it's lovely that your son is on the books, like working with you. Do you work with the rest of the family as well, like your daughters? Is it Antonia and Sarah?
My daughter. We're a family, you know. My daughter, she comes with us and helps my wife and then sell the records and all that kind of thing. So it's just a family thing.
The proper little industry for you now, isn't it, that you've been doing it so long, you're all, families all involved in that, yeah?
Yeah, it is a family thing. Yeah. It's great. I love it.
It's a good. You'll come to the right place. It's this year at Cropredy. It's very family orientated festival anyway. It always has been. But even the artists this year, Rick Wakeman is playing. He's doing Journey to the Centre of the Earth album, and
that's right.
And
In fact, we're on the same night
on the Thursday. Yeah, that's
Rick Wakeman. Yes.
Yeah. And his son's playing the keyboards on there, obviously, because he's a keyboard player, Adam.
Yeah.
And and Dave Pegg, he's the bassist of Fairport, obviously. His son Matthew's playing on that album as well when they play live. So it's great. There's a big family vibe going on at Cropredy this year, you know.
Yeah.
Will you have your family with you when you play there, Tony?
Absolutely. And the thing is that one of my friends who drinks with me in my local bar, local pub. He's
Fairport.
Fairport.
Yeah.
He's their tour manager.
Oh wow! Right. Okay.
Yeah. Paul. Yeah. He's their tour manager.
Yeah. Of course, Paul. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you live in England most of the time, do you now, Tony?
I live here now. Yeah. We moved back. But 2005, we moved back. We were living in Spain for 15 years.
Yeah.
And we came back, basically because our children were having children, you know, and we were wanting to be near our grandkids, you know, see more of the family. So we came back, 2005 we came back.
Yeah, it's nice to be back in England, isn't it? You know, it's where you come from originally, wasn't it? So it's nice to return home and be back here. After travelling to Las Vegas and everywhere else you've played all over the world, you know, it's nice to be back. What I was going to ask you is you've obviously made so many records, be those singles, albums, you know. You must have used so many studios, you know. Have you found that the techniques of recording with your new album has moved on? It's like rocket science these days, isn't it, Tony?
I mean, over the years I've been to Nashville, but it's usually only for one or two or three days to a single.
Yeah.
But this particular time I was there for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Doing an album, full album. In fact, two albums, because they were so quick, the musicians doing the brand new single, the album, We Still Shine, that we decided to do a second album, which was re-record my old stuff, and let them do their versions of them, of the old hits and, you know, album tracks. For instance, they did Amarillo. I said, do your version of that, and they did their version of it.
Yeah,
and it's like a gospel. It's like a gospel. It's got a gospel feel to it. Wow. Amarillo, would you believe it?
Wow, no.
So I'm looking forward to that. It's not mixed yet because that, you know, we'll be mixing that in the next few months.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Isn't it amazing? You know, the song, obviously, all your songs are fantastic. I mean, there's so many to name, but Amarillo and I Did What I Did, those sort of songs that have been written stand the test of time. It's quite interesting sometimes to inject a different angle into them, isn't it? But like you say, the Nashville musicians are amazing, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
It's incredible.
And
they can put their stamp on it. So you don't want them to copy or try to copy what was done originally. Let them put their stamp on it. And it gives the whole song a whole new sort of outlook, a whole new freshen up, doesn't it, sometimes?
Yeah. I mean, the strange thing was, I said to the sound guy, I said that guitar player's a bit good, isn't he? I like guitar player. Oh, he says, yeah, he's Dolly Parton's musical director.
Wow.
I said, oh, really?
Wow.
And he's playing guitar for me.
Wow. Blimey. Yeah, do you know what? It's funny, did you mention that? Because last year at Cropredy, Dolly's niece played there, and Richie Owens. I was speaking to Dolly's nieces about how the family help her do her dressing, like you do, like yours do, and how it's all a sort of family business again, you know, which I was really quite interested to hear.
Yeah.
That Dolly's nieces are part of her wardrobe manager, if that's such a thing, you know. But I mean, the studios you used to use, I mean, gosh, the big old reel to reels and all that, that's that you must have worked in a few crazy places, haven't you, in your time?
Yeah, I've been recording since the 60s, don't forget.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't until 71 that I had any hit records, but I did a lot of recordings in Strawberry Studios in Manchester, Stockport. Yeah, all the big studios I've worked in. So it has changed now.
Yeah,
it really has changed.
Yeah,
very, very technical now.
Oh my God, yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? And it's still got, you know, it's still got a good soul to it. I was fearful when digital took over and all this. You're wondering whether you're going to lose that soul, but no, the way they record is what you're recording is what's coming from the instruments anyway. You know, it's that you're recording the soul of it all anyway that's coming out of your musical instrument. It's nice. So, so what are we going to be expecting? Obviously, you're going to be playing some of the old hits at Cropperty because everyone will be, you know, you've got Thursday nights are amazing, and it's going to be really exciting. So you're going to be playing all of the hits, I guess. Yeah.
Oh yes, yes.
Yeah,
and the you know the famous songs I've been singing over the years.
Yeah.
From my albums and everything, you know, songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I've got to squeeze it in an hour and get it all done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's difficult.
Get it down to an hour. Hmm?
That must be quite difficult.
Yeah, because normally, if I'm doing a show, I do two 50-minute spots, you know, because to get all the songs in, basically. So I'm going to squeeze. I'll just squeeze 1 hour of absolutely fantastic songs.
I wouldn't want to be at that pre-gig meeting when you've got all your songs lined up and you go, no, not doing that one, not doing that one. It must be so... brutal.
It's going to be very difficult to leave out, honestly.
It's going to be really difficult, isn't it? Will you be doing also, which obviously would be really great to hear, some of your off of the new album, obviously, as well?
I will be, yes. Yeah. Probably three or four songs from the new album, yeah.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Yeah. It's basically a life story, really. I'll be doing stuff that I recorded in the 60s. Jezebel, which is a song I used to do in the 60s.
Yeah.
On stage, I don't think I've ever recorded it.
Really? Oh wow!
But I just put all the songs that I know go down well with the audience. That's what I put in the show.
Yeah, yeah. And this band you've got with you, obviously they've been travelling around with you as well. So you must be, you know, a nice, happy, tight unit by now. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're all stars in their own right. They're great, great musicians.
Yeah.
World class musicians.
Yeah, it's amazing when I see acts like yourself that are, you know, so huge, and the actual abilities and the professionalism of the band around them, you know.
Yeah.
I've noticed it with Cropperty Festival over the last few years especially. They've had a lot of big acts, what we call almost like Glastonbury would do with the Legend session on Sunday nights or whatever. Cropperty have been bringing people in. We've had, you know, Alice Cooper and we've had big acts. And you look at their musicians, the Beach Boys and people like that have played at Cropperty.
Yeah.
And they're so amazingly good, you know, which must be a pleasure for you to work with, you know.
Well, I only have the best musicians.
Yeah.
I'm well known for all my life. I've had the very best top musicians.
Wow. Great stuff. Great stuff. So you're going to be doing that Cropperty. You've got other dates coming up as well, haven't you? All over the country.
Yeah.
Check your website. We can certainly see them with all the dates.
Oh, Go to TonyChristie.com.
TonyChristie.com. Yep, that's brilliant. They can find out all the dates for the ongoing tours and that.
Yeah, because they're still going in. I mean, every couple of days, my son Sean, my manager, so I put another few days in.
Wow.
It's building and building and building, and it's going to be a very busy year this year.
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah. You're taking you right through the year. Will you? Are you going to be fit and well enough?
Yes, I don't mind it. I prefer working. I like working.
Yeah, I remember you.
I'd rather be working than start watching telly.
Yeah, that's what you're born to do, really, isn't it? You don't want to.
It is really. Yeah.
when you're bit, you know, when you're sitting at home, it's just not. You need to get out there. You're like a racehorse who needs to get out there, Tony.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Got to get out on that stage. Got to do some more gigs. Yeah,
get your saddle on.
Get that saddle on and get riding. Yeah. Mate, I'm really looking forward to seeing you. It's going to be legendary. We've had a word with the Lord above, and I don't think there's going to be any rain because Dave Pegg, you know, he's at Fairport. He's got a direct line with God, and he's had a word with him, and he said, don't let it rain on any of the nights, you know. So, but you know what? It wouldn't matter because, you know, we've had years there and it's been absolutely pouring down, but the acts have been so good, everyone just stays in the field anyway. You know, they're not going to go if you're on stage, Tony, no matter how wet they get.
Well, I'll have a word with the Lord.
Could you have a word with him as well?
Can we have a day off with the rain, please?
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. Oh, mate. I'm so pleased you're doing it, and I can't wait to see you there. It's going to be really exciting. It's all about the generations this year, and it's brilliant to have someone of your stature there. Really looking forward to it. Thanks for talking to us for a start. You know, I'm honoured, and I'm really pleased you spoke to us. Good luck with it all, and I look forward to seeing you at the wonderful Cropperty Festival, Tony.
I'll see you there on the August the 8th.
August the 8th, Thursday night. Get on there. Get on that saddle.
Get on there.
And start riding. Thanks for talking to us, Tony.
All right,
you're
mate.
A legend. Thanks very much.
See you later.
See you. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.